in a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories.
Braha, Anakon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Welcome to Talking Comics.
Redo.
Episode 71.1.
Redo. Yeah, it's the redo.
Yeah, we filmed our whole episode and our mixer was not working properly.
Yeah.
And it sounded like we were talking to an alien. I don't know.
Yes.
Or we were aliens, maybe?
Probably.
So we're reshooting the whole episode.
Yeah. A
couple days late. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
We couldn't do it yesterday because why?
I had a birthday party. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I had
my 11th birthday party. My birthday isn't until Friday, but like.
Yeah, we had a little party so some of our kids from some of her friends from school could come.
Yeah, we went to Adventure Landing.
Yeah, they played laser tag, give putt-putt, okay. And arcade. And
they had these little wristbands, and they only marked off two. So then we went to play laser tag again. Like, we played laser tag, then mini golf. Then we went to go play laser tag again. Then the lady forgot to mark it off. So we thought, like, oh, my God, wait, we can do it again. So then we went back and played it again, and she forgot to mark it off again. So then we went back and played it, and she said we could play it, like, two more times. So, yeah. And I was in high heels.
5.5 hours later, we were finally leaving.
Yeah. I got some really cool stuff, though. One of my friends got me a squishmallow, and it's really cute.
Yeah.
It's like a narwhal.
So, yeah, yesterday was a busy day with that.
Yeah. It was amazing, though.
Was it?
Yes, it was so fun. Yes. Bro, and I may have gotten cut on a plant. Bro, I literally just did that to the plant. I did that, and I did
don't
that.
Don't touch plants.
And it cut me. Like, it sliced my finger open.
So, yes. See,
that hurt. Then I climbed some rocks there. That was fun. Just so you know, I was in high heels the whole time.
I told her not to.
Yeah. So, then there was, like, really, really steep ramps at laser tag. So, I almost fell over some of those running down. Yeah, it was, like, so much fun, though. It was, like, this really big area with all this stuff.
So, yeah, we had fun with that. And then, so this morning, we're redoing the episode.
Yeah.
So, use TCP10
at to get 10% off at Amped Comics.
Exactly. Whoop,
whoop. Yeah.
And Allegra Printing.
Yes.
For all your printing needs.
You can get anything and everything printed there.
They're going to print our comic.
Whoop,
the
whoop.
Trailer is out.
Go watch it
Go
on
watch
YouTube.
Go watch the trailer on YouTube.
Yeah, it's only like 90 seconds of your life.
Not even. It's 68 seconds.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So.
Please watch it.
Yeah, go watch it. It's on our on the main page of our YouTube channel.
Yeah, I watched it last night. It was the best thing ever.
But all of your printing needs, they're going to print our comic book in like 2 months, not even 2 months probably. So.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I've also been talking with Mike about another issue, so we might do the origin of Panel Pete coming up. But
did you tell him about my idea?
Let me get through this first.
Did you tell him about my idea?
Not yet.
You should.
I did talk to somebody about that.
Who?
I don't remember.
Wow.
I don't remember. It was a few days ago. I have to think about it.
I'm dying. Okay. Let go.
And then we, so go watch the trailer.
Yes.
Got to get through this issue first, and then we'll work on issue number two.
A small town, tucked inside a quiet comic shop. Something magical is waking up. Billy never felt like he belonged. A new school, a couple of bullies, and no real friends. But everything changes when he finds a forgotten comic in the dollar box. From the pages of a comic comes a tiny, shape-shifting hero, determined to help Billy find his confidence. He whispers encouragement, he sneaks through the halls, and he shows Billy the hero he can become. Because sometimes all it takes is one unexpected friend to help you rewrite your story. From the dollar bin to the real world, the Chronicles of Panel Pete, an all-ages fantasy one-shot adventure, a story about courage, friendship, and the magic waiting in every comic shop. Created and written by A.J. Reimer. Illustrated and co-written by Mike Algier. Are you ready for issue one?
All right. So what are our weekly polls this week? You want me to go first?
Yes.
Of course.
You always go first.
I always go first. So
yes,
we got the all-new Spider-Gwen, number 5. Stephanie Phillips book.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I got Circus Maximus, number 2. Really cool heist story. And this has been really good. First issue was really good. The Gunslinger. Deadly Tales of Gunslinger, number 11.
Wow.
Love that. Love that cover.
It's really wow, sweet. Wow, wow.
And then we got, of course, you know, the big book release this week, Absolute Batman, number 15. First appearance of the Joker in the Absolute Universe. And I got an alternate cover as well, because it's, man, it's sick.
Yeah.
Ended up reading it, so I can add it to my read, but it was amazing. It was really good. The ending, I'm not going to spoil it. Oh, and then I also picked up this really old Dick Tracy, number 138. Really old Dick Tracy comics. That was pretty cool.
He wants to get it slabbed.
I might get it slabbed. We'll see. So that was my weekly pulls this week. What did you get, Annika?
I'm trying to get them together right now. They, oh God, Jesus. I found it. Okay, so I got I Hate Fairyland number 46. You got this cover? I think this cover's really cool. She's like, not my collection is complete. I also got this cover. I thought this cover was cool. Like, really cool. Yeah. Then I got Supergirl number 8.
Very cool.
Yeah, I really like this one. I mean, it has Crypto.
Right.
So cute.
What did you read this week?
I don't know. So, yeah.
What'd you read?
I read yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you didn't read anything this week. So you got to read some stuff.
I think I read like one thing.
You got to get some more books to read.
Yes.
Take school, but you only have a couple days of school this week,
yeah,
and then you'll be home so you can read your actual single issues.
Yes, because I do not like taking comics to school at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Because like they're very fragile, and
you could use one of those boxes.
I could.
Just thought of that. You could have,
but I also don't trust other people.
Okay,
at
so
school.
Yeah, if you want to take, you know, the trades, that's fine. We'll get you some more trades.
I don't even trust my backpack at school. I don't trust myself at school. So.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. What did I read? I read Absolute Batman 14 and 15 now, but we'll talk about that later next week. 14, which was really good, finished up The Abomination. I read Don't Run with Scissors number 4, which finished up that series. It was really good. And then I read the Marvel Zombies Red Band number 3. Captain America gets his arm cut off. Really funny, hilarious. with the Phoenix, it's like, I'm tired of you talking. And he's like, well, I'm not done. He's like, oh, stop talking. And he's like, she's like, well, you're done holding too.
Don't you have the picture?
I do. I'll show it. That was really funny. My current comics read is 346 of day 345. So I'm one ahead. Yeah, so I got to do some reading.
There's only 365 days in
I
the
know.
Year.
So I got to read at least 20 more.
Well, 366 last year.
64
but, you know.
And 65.
Hmm?
That's 365 days and 364 days. Pretty sure.
No, it's 366, 365.
Well, who's right? Tell us in the comments.
No, there's an extra day in a leap year.
Tell us in the comments who's right.
Isn't there an extra day in a leap year?
There is, but I think it's 364 normally and then 365 the other day.
No.
You think it's 365 and then 366?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us who's right.
Yeah.
Maybe she's right. She's.
I'm always right.
We'll see. Tell us in the comments who's right.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so what was the favorite one you read this week? Oh, the one that you don't read.
Let me answer that. This is such a hard decision. Oh, my God. I need thinking music. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
I know it.
Which, what?
It is. Okay, that is my favorite one I read.
Jeez.
you get what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the favorite one I read, I'll go with The Absolute Batman. For sure. Number 14. The one I'm looking forward to read, because we didn't cover that. The Joker. For sure. First appearance of the Joker. All right, so movies, shows, games that you did this week? You played Fortnite?
Played a lot of Fortnite, yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, FNAF. We did go to see the FNAF movie last weekend.
Yeah, we did. We did go see the FNAF movie.
Yes, it was amazing.
What did you think about it?
It was nice. I liked it, yeah.
Favorite part of the movie?
When he has the little Freddy plushie. And squishes it and he goes, heart, 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 heart. It's hilarious.
Heart, heart, heart,
heart, heart, heart, heart. It's hilarious.
That is funny. They set it up for a sequel, so there'll be a third one for sure.
And, like, everybody, like, there were some people in, like, back behind us, and they were screaming in the theater, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, everybody was cheering. And
yeah. And when the movie ended, they literally screamed so loudly it echoed. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a very well done fan service movie.
Yes.
For the fans.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty good. We went and saw it.
I dragged him there.
And then, yeah, we got a lot coming up. We got your birthday stuff. We did your party yesterday. Now we got...
At least that's over.
Yeah, at least that part's over. Then we got to go... Next week, it's going to be a busy week. And then my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Next Sunday.
I got you a gift.
I got you a gift, too, for your birthday.
I think you're going to like your gift.
I got you a gift for the next episode, too.
What is that supposed to mean?
I got you a gift for the next episode.
Is it comic-related?
Well, yeah. No, we're going to talk about cosmetics. This
mascara is like...
Welcome to the cosmetic podcast of Talking Cosmetics.
Yes.
No.
We talk about makeup and like...
No.
Yes.
You can start another podcast and talk about makeup.
Okay.
I'll be your producer.
Yes, I will do that, actually.
I'll be your producer. We'll start another podcast.
Yes, I will do that. You just gave me the best idea. And we have all the equipment, too, so I'm totally doing that.
Yeah.
I just need money to buy the makeup.
It takes money to make money, right?
Yep. Takes more money to make more money.
Right. Better start saving your allowance.
You don't even give me allowance.
You're spoiled enough without an allowance.
I mean, I get comics. That is my allowance.
Truth. That's a statement of the year right there.
Thank you. Comics are my allowance.
So
who cares about money when you could read comics?
Exactly. Yeah, that's
They're both made of paper.
Exactly. You know?
Some comics are green, like this turtle's bag.
Yep.
Like, just saying.
So then we did, speaking of the turtle's bag, and I got to mark it right here. We did record us opening those bags.
Last episode.
I will replay that and I'll voice over the covers.
Not last episode.
When we recorded.
Yeah.
That didn't work. So I'll do a voiceover and
The OG one of this episode.
The OG episode.
Yeah.
I'm so dying. Take care of that. Well, all right. So voiceover as promised. Annika's going to open her first bag here. Let's see what she gets. She was saying something sassy here, I'm sure. I don't remember. It sucks that our video got messed up. All right, there it is. So that is cover E, the Daniel Warren Johnson variant. It's a pretty neat cover. I like that one. Michelangelo is my favorite. It's probably a lot of people's favorite, to be honest. All right, I think you should get ready for number two. Let's see. Yeah, so here's, she got cover B, the Ben Bishop variant. Cover B, so that was pretty neat. And then she got, let's see here. Just taking a minute. It was a little stuck. All right, here we go. It's the A cover, the Kevin Eastman cover. So that was cool. We actually got the A cover too. So she didn't get really a whole lot of, you know, cool stuff, but it was pretty neat. And then I was looking up all these covers as we were pulling them. And then let's see what I got. So my first cover. Ooh, that was one of the blind bag, the 1 in 25 Nathan Cesardi blind bag variant. That was very cool to get a 1 in 25. And I am showing it off. It's a freaking cool cover. I wanted that 1 in 250, that David Nakayama cover, but you know, whatever. So here's my second bag. Ooh, I pulled the 1 in 100. Dustin Nguyen, Nguyen cut variant. Very cool. Got a, so far I got a 1 in 25 and a 1 in 100. So she was kind of freaking out at this moment, like, not fair, you know how she gets. So yeah, I got that one. And then, so yeah, 1 in 25, 1 in 50, and then we pull. What did I pull? Ooh, the 1 in 50 Clayton Crane virgin variant. So yeah, I ended up pulling a 1 in 25 blind bag exclusive, a 1 in 100, and then the 1 in 50. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's like, wow. And I know she was saying, oh, we needed to get more. So, and then so lastly, we went to a convention last weekend.
Yes, we did.
We drove the 3 hours to Charlotte and went. Can't hide it now. You've already showed it.
No, I don't. I've been training for this for my entire life during school.
So tell them what you got at the convention.
I got this.
She got another.
I got a new slab. It's graded by CBCB. You know, CBCS. CBCS, yeah.
But it's a deceased number one Harley cover.
Yeah.
And then what else did you get?
I got this to convention. It's Poison Ivy number 29.
Yeah, so she got
one that I could actually read.
Yeah.
That's not signed. I got this, and I may have entered a cosplay contest.
She did. So she went and she come running up, and she's like, I want to do this. I'm like, okay, go. And so she figured it all out on her own, and she entered and figured out what time to be where, did a big group picture, and
yeah.
Then she did it, and luckily they broke it up by age group.
Yeah,
because I was like, man, we're never gonna get out of here.
Because there was like awesome FNAF cosplays.
There was.
I got a picture with one guy. He was really nice.
And yeah. But luckily they did like a preteen. There was like 6 kids in it. And yeah. Tell them what you got.
I got Judge's Choice Charlotte Comic Con cosplay contest. We just 3 hours for this.
So that was pretty awesome. And she only threw her like her pants and her top on. She didn't do her hair or makeup or any of that.
No.
So she probably could have done even better.
I actually have a picture of me right before the cosplay contest. I'll have to send that to you so you can put it in this episode.
There you go.
Yeah, because I took it on my tablet. Wait, I literally just put the top of my pants on. That's it.
It was, but yeah, she got, you know, judge's choice. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So I found the Immortal Thor number one, the time variant TVA cover, Miss Minutes. So now I have, I think the first eight, so I can start reading this series. So that'll be, I'm excited about that.
Can I cut you off real quick right here? Okay, so there was this other cosplay girl that I was talking to, and she was Gambit, and she had these little cards, and she let me sign one of her cards because she collects cosplayers' signatures.
That's cool.
And she said it was all over her wall, so I signed one of her cards.
Very cool. Yeah. You gave away your first autograph.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I found a couple other comics there. I found, this is Thor number 500, the Mighty Thor number 500, which is a Marvel first 500th issue. So that was kind of cool. I have 501 and 502, which are the last two of the Mighty Thor series. So now I have 500 to fill in. And then I found 503, which is not Thor. It goes back into Journey of the Mystery, The Lost Gods, but number 503. So kind of cool little pieces there. Oh, and then lastly, you might have seen it in the background on some of the pictures, but I did get, this is my birthday present to myself. I got the Mighty Thor number 126. So the first issue, this is the first issue of the Mighty Thor.
And it's graded a 3.
It is. I don't really care, but it made it cheap. So I got it pretty cheap. Wait, probably about half of what I was expecting to spend on this book. So I do. I have the first Mighty Thor, you know, titled book.
Yeah, he's really excited about that.
And I have 127 as well, so.
Are you really excited about that?
I am. I told myself for a couple months that I was going to get probably that book or 125 or 126 is like my birthday present to myself. So,
yeah.
I got 126. I found it. And
yeah.
I have 126. Whoa. So.
At least we didn't pay like $10,000 for it.
Oh, well, that's number 83. I did see a copy of one. Man, if I would have had the money, I did see number 83.
Wait,
there.
What is an 83? What is
Journey into Mystery 83, which is the first appearance of Thor.
Oh, yeah.
For $3,000.
You should have bought it, but you didn't have enough.
I'm not spending $3,000 on.
Yeah.
Maybe in a few years, but not today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, did you get anything else from the convention?
Nope, that's it.
All right. So.
Y'all.
Also, the Supergirl trailer came out. So, do you want to watch that and react to it?
Sure, I'll rewatch and pretend it's my first time. Just go.
I'm trying to think if I can salvage that. No, I can't. Probably not. I'll have to check. We'll do it. We'll watch it real quick and see.
Okay, because I like it. Because Crypto is on it. I mean, it seems
all right.
Cool.
You ready?
Yep. You managed to get most of it on the paper this time. Good job, buddy.
I, Kara Zor-El, hereby declare that 23 will be the best year yet. Let's be honest, babe. It's not a very high bar to clear.
I didn't know any of you were still alive. What was it like to lose everything in a day?
Her tone didn't die in a day. The gods are not that kind. Okay, this does not look like this is gonna end well for you guys. Do you have this on your planet? A house like you? No, it's a pretty small group of two. Yeah, Superman. He sees the good in everyone. And I see the truth.
June. We gotta wait till June?
Dang.
Oh, we're not watching it again.
It was hilarious.
Well, there you go. It was funny. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. I want to watch it in theaters.
She seems kind of mad.
Yeah.
She probably has good reason. But Crypto's going to be in it.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Ow, that hurt.
Yeah, she seems mad. That looks good, though.
Yeah.
Very opposite of, you know, Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So look for that coming in June.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'll go over the, guess what time it is?
Question time. Wait, actually?
Yeah.
I dropped my script on the floor.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time.
But you can go first. Wait, no, I want to go first. I need to get my script. I'm back.
You're back. All right. Are you going to go first?
Yeah. No, you go first.
All that for me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to do, she wants to do Grinch trivia. So
Grinch.
What is the name of the mountain where the Grinch lives?
Krusty Krab Mountain.
How about Mount Crumpet?
That's what I said. Krusty Crumpet.
What is the Grinch's dog's name?
Oh. I just dropped it again. Max. It's Max.
It is Max.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
What food do the Whos serve during their Christmas feast?
Two pudding.
How about roast beast?
That's what I said. Roast beast, two pudding.
Thanks. What is the name of the who helps the Grinch's heart grow?
Cindy Lou Who?
Cindy Lou Who.
It's not Cindy Lou Who. It's Cindy Lou Who.
How many sizes too small is the Grinch's heart before it grew?
Three.
Two.
That's what I said.
This is not what you said.
Yes, it is.
What color is the Grinch in the classic book?
White.
Who narrates the 1966 animated special?
Oh, God. What is his name? Bro, I know his name.
His name is Boris
Karloff. Boris Karnold.
Karloff.
Karnold. Karnold.
What does the Grinch steal last from the Who's house?
Their sanity.
How about their log from their fire?
Oh, okay. Then that's probably a better answer.
What is the Grinch's main reason for hating Christmas?
Because it's too loud.
It's too loud. In the 2000 live action movie, what town does the Grinch visit?
Whoville.
Whoville. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
The Grinch's smile.
Pan Pete's ginormous smile.
I like that. Max the dog.
doggies.
Whoville.
Snail.
You're a mean one.
Mr. Green.
Green fur.
Like a dog that's has white fur jumps in like a pile of green paint.
Stealing Christmas.
Satan, no. Well, Krampus.
Krampus, that's a good one. Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who.
Mount Crumpet.
Colonels.
The Grinch's sleigh.
Sleigh down the ride. No, sleigh down the hill.
The Grinch's heart growing.
When you play like, you know, like in Grey's Anatomy, when they like take out the heart from the body and it's like still pumping, it looks like it's growing.
Or in the Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom, they have the heart and it's beating.
I've never done that. I've never.
It's a great movie.
No.
All right. Well, it's your turn.
No. More questions for me.
Huh?
More questions for me.
You want me to do this or that with you?
Yes.
Oh, I won't. That means I get 0 points. Which is not negative. No, you have to do it.
Okay. I need a pen. Just hand me one out of your desk.
I don't have any.
Yes, you do.
Do not break.
I'm not going to break or take apart your pen. You get aggressive.
Throw it at the couch.
No, I forgot to go over this.
It's okay.
Okay, we do this after. Where's the lid? Oh. Okay. Grinch or Scrooge?
Scrooge.
Bro, just spend all your work. Bro. Max or Zero Nightmare Before Christmas?
Max.
Roast Beast or Who Pudding?
Roast Beast. With protein.
Classic cartoon Grinch or Jimmy Carrey Grinch?
Cartoon.
Whoville Christmas or North Pole Christmas?
What? Say that again?
Whoville Christmas or North Pole Christmas?
I'm going to North Pole Christmas.
Steal Christmas or save Christmas?
I'm going to go, I guess, save Christmas.
Singing Who's or the Grinch song?
The Grinch song.
Mr. Grinch. Green Grinch or white fur book Grinch?
I'm going to go green.
Like, he has to be green. That's what makes him classic. Cindy Lou Who or Little Candy Lou live action?
I'll go Cindy Lou Who.
It's not Cindy Lou Who. It's Cindy Lou Who.
From the cartoon.
You're mean. Heart two sizes too small or three sizes too big?
I guess too big.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a big heart, don't I?
Yep.
That didn't sound very convincing. Wow.
I said, yep. Yep. Let me add up the points.
Add up the points.
So, no. So that's. Once you're at like negative trillion, billion, billion, killion.
Yep. So one thing we forgot to go over, my mom brought her back some comics from her trip. Just a couple of those comics.
Yeah. So I got Superman Adventures. This.
It's a very cool.
I got this.
Superman Black Dawn. Is it black? Hold it back up.
Yeah, it's Black Dawn.
Very cool.
This one's the same one, I guess.
Yeah, duplicate.
Might give it away.
There you go. We could do a giveaway.
Superman Action Comic.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we went to this flea market and they had a Poison Ivy number one of the current series. So I picked that up. So for a dollar.
For a dollar. That's pretty cool.
Like, oh my God. Yeah, it's gifted out to me. One that I could actually read too. Then I got Emma Frost cupboard.
These are ones we got from a friend. She got us some Jason Todd comics. Some Batman Jason Todd comics.
Yeah, they're Batman and Robin. Oh, I got this one. 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 I got this one.
She got the whole Jason Todd
run. I got this one.
All right, I think you've gone through one.
I got this one. I got this one. I got this one.
You've gone through them twice now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And then what's that right there in front of those books? Or what's that? What do you got?
I got this, what's her name? Catwoman.
Ooh.
Cover. I really like it. Then my mom got me a birthday present.
Birthday's a week away.
Shh, be quiet. It's a little Harley Quinn figure that I wanted. So I got it for myself because I like putting little figures on my shelf. So I'm going to put that on my shelf.
Awesome.
Kind of big. I have to rearrange my shelf now. If not, I just rearranged it. But, you know, it's
well, there you go.
Oh, I forgot one thing. It's fine.
Oh.
I got...
That was at the convention that gave free comic away.
So this one, Godzilla.
Yeah. I want to read that one.
That's what I got.
Well, cool. So much smoother this time on the episode. Hopefully our audio is good. I'll check here in a minute.
Please, because I do not want to redo this the third time. Third time's right. The charm, they always say. But
that's true. But thanks for watching. Leave comments, like, subscribe. Ask us questions. We want to do Q&As. Yes. So send us questions that we can answer on the podcast. Go check the trailer out for the Chronicles of Panel Pete on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, follow, Substack, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff. And thanks for joining us. Have a great week.
Bye.
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 Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the stories. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio, and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.